Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness. It's time for that paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. And it's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. Today we're going to be talking about lots of things: entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, and other life-enriching discussions. So it is time, and I know Nancy, I know you're live. How are you? Nance? I don't hear you, but I see your mic is hot, girl. Okay. Nancy. Not hearing you. It's not happening, but your mic is hot. So let's see what's going on here. You're live. You are live. I'm live. We're all live. This is interesting. And Nancy, you posted the most incredible thing today. It was wonderful. It was about focus for today. And I'm still not hearing you. Maybe you need to call back in. Here, let's see. Maybe. Hold on. I think you just hung up. Okay. Well, Nancy posted the most wonderful thing. I really wanted her to on Facebook today. And it says, focus. When I do the best I can at whatever I am doing, I increase my happiness. It's an accepted fact that people who do their jobs well are happier overall than those who struggle. And I just hit the hot mic. Now, Mike is hot again. Are you there?
Oh, let's hope so.
Yes, you are.
Yay!
Hey,
I'm so disappointed.
Awesome. I'm reading this awesome thing you posted on Facebook, and I got it queued up on my Facebook page. Okay, it's an accepted fact that people who do their jobs well are happier overall than those who struggle. It stands to reason that we enjoy what we do well. So by becoming the best you could be, whatever you do, you will be increasing your happiness, not to mention improving your standard at work. In my opinion, creating and enjoying a successful life is a combination of balancing several key areas. Cultivating a deep spiritual connection to your Creator is, in my opinion, the essential for achieving a truly successful life. Having loving relationships, strong connections to friends and community certainly contributes greatly to your feeling more successful. Meaningful work. Do something that you deem worth devoting your time to. That's a huge key, okay? Whenever you spend your time, ask yourself if it's worth the price you're paying, namely your life. You deserve a successful life filled with all the love, joy, and happiness you desire. Accepting less is shortchanging yourself. What a simple step you will take today to begin to define and create your amazing success and to create your ideal life. That is just... that's outstanding. That's just, wow, that's just amazing. Love it.
I wish I wish you could take all the credit for writing it, but I take the credit for finding it and posting it.
Well, where is it from?
I think it's from one of my daily inspiration emails that I get, which I do love reading first thing in the morning.
It is wonderful. It is amazing. It's spectacular. And thank you for sharing it. It's very empowering.
You bet. Yeah, sometimes they really, you know, speak to you and speak about things that we've been, you know, talking about or, you know, feel strongly about now and so forth. And that's one I can say that, you know, I think when we were going through all those other principles about being truthful with yourself, this was part of one of my truths was, you know, to do work and work with and for, you know, situations that, you know, are enjoyable and I can throw myself into.
You know what? It's so true. You have to work with people you love. You know, Michael's been working with me the past week, and you know what he said to me? He goes, Mom, he goes, the work's really easy. I like it. He goes, but Mom, the people are so nice. And every day when I come back from work with him, you know, I really like this. I really like it. I really am glad I'm doing this. His gratitude is profound, and he likes the people. So, I mean, huge. You know, and that is the thing, too, about, you know, not having just a regular grind job. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because you really don't get to choose who, you know, the powers that be choose to pick to work. And that's the great thing about being an entrepreneur and being like a freelance kind of person is that you get to choose who you work with, you know? And it's hard to flirt with eagles when you work with turkeys. So I think
that's
a good thing. It is a good thing. So I heard something really cool today. It says the high price. There's a high price to low living.
I love it.
Isn't that great? And it kind of, I know there's and I had we did that show, Living Low. And
that's what I'm remembering.
But you know what? And that is true in everything. There is a high price to low living. I mean, just what you wrote today, people can go ahead and do a job or whatever their job is or their task, and they could do it with a bad attitude. But if you embrace it and you love it and you're doing it, you know, you're taking the higher road and you don't have to pay the price of all the mental consequences. But
just
kind of interesting. Interesting. So last week we were talking about gratitude. And that was number 9 on Dr. Wayne Dwyer's book for the Manifest Your Destiny. So I just thought that, you know, have you been doing your gratitude thing in the morning, your gratitude ritual of just thanking?
Yeah, it hasn't yet become a habit because sometimes in my hurry to get up, especially on those early morning farmers market days, I'm, you know, as soon as the alarm rings, I'm like, okay, I got to get up, grab that, do that. And then so sometimes it occurs to me when I'm driving and I've calmed down from the, you know, hurry, get out the door, that I didn't do that. So at least I'm becoming aware of it in time.
Do you do it while you're driving?
Morning. Yeah. Oh, then I just do it then. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
prefer. You're doing it.
Right. Until it becomes a habit. But I prefer to do it, like you said, as soon as you crack your eyes open in the morning or you roll over in that, oh, I think I'm going to get up state of mind.
Right. It's actually really good to do it in your, I'm going to get up, but you know what? I need to sit here for the next few minutes and just do my gratitude. It gives you extra minutes to you know, just kind of lounge in bed. Because, I mean, you know what it is? It's a good way to start the day. It's powering. It's power. It's good. But what did we say we were going to talk about today? And I hope to God, I didn't write it down, Nancy.
Well, it was principle number 1 of Wayne's 9 principles.
Becoming aware of your highest self.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we say? Awaken the intrinsic, right? Isn't that what it was? Awakening the authentic or awakening the intrinsic self?
I thought it was authentic.
Okay. Authentic is really good. Intrinsic is the deepest part of you. So,
right.
That's the first principle of this book. So we talk about this all the time, but I'm going to just read a little blurb from this, if that's okay with you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to read the whole chapter.
Yep.
But let's see. It says, within you is a divine capacity to manifest and attract all that you will never need or desire. This is such a powerful statement that I, Dr. Wayne Dwyer, this is reading from his book, suggest that you reread and savor it before you begin this journey. Okay, so let's digest that. Within all of us, we have a divine capacity to manifest and attract all that we need or desire. What does that mean? What does that mean? That is power. That is extremely powerful. It's a dual-edged powerful sword. The duality of that is also, I mean, woo. That's a really powerful statement. And it's very, it's tricky. So.
Yeah, he is extremely deep. If you listen to any of his recordings, or for me, when I'm listening to any of his recordings, I can only listen to a small bit of it because it's so deep that my brain's like, wait a minute, I got to go digest that now.
it says here, most of what we are taught to believe about our reality conflicts with this statement. However, I know it to be so true and valuable that I encourage you to surrender any hesitation and let this thought enter your consciousness. I have a divine ability to manifest and attract what I need or desire. I have a divine ability to manifest and attract what I need or desire. Becoming aware of your highest self does not happen through physical effort, nor can it rely upon supernatural techniques such as invoking angels to do this heavenly work for you. What is essential is that you learn that you are both a physical and both a physical body in a material world and a non-physical being who can gain access to higher level. The higher levels within you, and it is reached to the stages of adult development. So interesting. And he goes to four stages of adult development. I mean, this is pretty deep. This is actually really cool. Very cool.
You can do a whole seminar on it.
Yes. Well, and you know what? I like this one. Transcending your conditioning. Like it or not, all of us have been conditioned to think and act in ways that have become automatic. We need to figure out how to get past this conditioning. Well, it's like anything else. You know, it's conditioning, and we are in charge of our lives. I mean, we can choose to live low or take the high road, you know, and, you know, both have their consequences and their prices. But so what do you think it means? I mean, let's just discuss about living authentically and living your authentic self. And we said something just earlier in our show today about choosing the people we work with, because when you work with negative, you know, negative drama people, and people that are angry and bitter and competitive. Oh, you know, I always like to do my best, but here I don't compete with other people. I compete with me. I compete with myself. I want to be the best I can be. And if I say something like, you know, and I hate to throw this out there because it's so shallow, but I've been saying I'm not the weight I should be. Well, you know what? I'm not, because I know what I'm capable of because I've been there and I've done that. I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. I'm not comparing myself to supermodels or anything else. I'm comparing myself to the Carol Parisi that I was when I was eating totally lean and clean and being, you know, a workout maven where I enjoyed it. I mean, I wasn't afraid to it, you know, because you could get out of balance there too, but what does that mean to be living authentic and then manifesting your authentic self?
Well, I just pulled up something interesting on some thoughts that are out there about his book and about this particular principle, and what it's saying is quite interesting. They're saying that the first step to embracing this principle is to figure out where you're at developmentally, because that helps you be in line with, you know, where you're going and what you're involved in. So they're saying that there's all.
Can you unpack that statement? Unpack that statement, because that's really profound. That's so.
Yeah.
Figure out where you are
Right. Figure out where you are in these in this development. So once you figure out where you're at, then you can figure out where you're trying to get to or what you're trying to create for your life. But the first step is really figuring out, you know, where you're at right now. What are your primary feelings about yourself? But so this is saying that there's so many things written on child development stages, but there's not too many written about adult development. And then if you want me to say, do this quick, yeah, if you want me to say these four quickly, there's four types. Okay, so the first, so then you have to figure out where you are at the types. It says the athlete, ego-driven is the main focus. And statements like our worth and happiness is only achieved by physical appearance and ability.
Hey, what did I just say? Hold on, look what I just brought as far as my example of being true to yourself and being your best.
Right.
Oh, my God.
In order to find my... In order to find my spiritual center, it's imperative that I move beyond identification as exclusively a physical body.
Okay.
And then the next one is the warrior, ego-driven to conquer, accumulate, and win. They're talking about... Yeah, right.
Win, competitiveness, right. Okay, the warrior, okay.
Right. So it says it's an interesting stage that's so primal in nature, a drive to succeed and win, which can create dis-ease in your earthbound body.
Right. But you know what? No, you have two more. And can we just touch on these two here for the next three minutes?
Sure.
I mean, we have 12 minutes left to our show. And you're talking about the athlete and you're talking about the warrior. And
right.
I think it's okay to embrace those personas, though, in a way where it's healthy without ego, because this physical body is what takes us through this journey, and it is good to take care of this body as an athlete and be your best, so your energy is the best. Your energy, the way you move, and so I think the athlete is where you're just all that, but if you take it as a component of a holistic self, and it's in a balance without an ego, where you're just honoring your creator because you're doing best for this physical body that we have, this tool, this vehicle that we're using. I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, we can't disregard, I mean, let's face it, we can't be, you know, 300-pound, out-of-shape people to give our best to the world and to others.
Exactly.
Right? Okay,
exactly.
So right, now the warrior. I mean, you know what? I'm a warrior. When I get passionate about something, I repudiate half measures. And, you know, I will fight for justice and truth. And there's that warrior in me. And it's not for me to win. It's to help us all win. And I mean, we need that. I mean, especially you need that in business where, you know what, we got to get up, we got to do our best. We've got to, now you don't have to look at, you know, what you're doing as a war though. Although, I mean, a lot of people say, I got to go fight another day. I got to go fight traffic. I got to go, you know, fight with my boss. But a certain amount of warrior mentality, there's a courage in there and there's a certain amount of courage and honor and dignity to warriors too.
Right. It's just that
then there's the ego-driven warrior where I'm going to win at all costs and I'm going to step on you and I'm
right. That's what he's saying, is that you're striving so hard that you're striving so hard and ignoring, I think, the spiritual side of things that, you know.
Amen.
This person that's making their comments about it is saying they were striving so hard to win and accumulate and conquer that they actually made themselves sick from the stress and the overwork.
Very common.
Yeah.
But that doesn't disregard doing your best and giving it your all and be willing to be bold and to be brave and to be courageous. So these two things are very interesting, because if you go ahead and just let the ego die and not even give yourself credit for it, because I will tell you something. When I was doing the one campaign that everybody told us we couldn't win, every night I'm like, you know what, God, this is your thing. This is not my thing. You are just using me as the vehicle. Just give me the strength. And I was a warrior, Nancy. But you know what? I had no ego in it. And I think I had a good, I think if you have the right attitude about it, I think it's okay to be a warrior. But when you start getting to the edge where it's all about you and you're putting the spotlight on you and the man instead of the mission. Because see here, warriors are mission driven. And you know, the out of balance warrior is man, ego, self-driven, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so. And that's what this was, is, you know, the four you know, stages of this development.
Unpack the other two for us now.
Yeah, so that you know what those are. So the third stage is the statesperson, moving out of self-absorption to generous giving and generally wanting to help others achieve their goals and desires.
Woo-hoo!
And then they were using Mother Teresa as an example of extremism of that, you know, situation. But
extremism. She was awesome.
But she was awesome. But this is, she so embraced this this level of living, and that's what she did. Let me just do this last one so we have it all.
The higher consciousness she had.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, no, you have to be at that state of mind to be able to do that, to put others first, really, all the time.
Hey, wait a second. I might be misunderstanding you, but are they dissing the Mother Teresa mindset of being all-giving?
No, they're just using her as an example. The different levels at which you're operating, the different stages, just like, you know, childhood, you know, the infant stage, the 2-year-old stage where it's all me, you know, how children evolve to the different stages.
That are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
people get so stuck.
Anything else to say about the statesman?
No, they're just, they just used her as an example. There was a big, long example, but I wanted to at least get out the fourth one, then we can always go and revisit more examples. That's okay. And the fourth one is stage is the spirit. The spirit stage of life is characterized by an awareness that this place called Earth is not your home. You know that you are not an athlete, a warrior, or even a statesperson, but that you are infinite, limitless, immortal, universal, eternal energy, temporarily residing in a body. You know that nothing dies, that everything is an energy that is constantly changing. This is so awesome. As a soul with a body, you are passionately drawn to your inner world. You leave fears behind and start to experience a kind of detachment from this physical plane. You become an observer of your world and you move into another dimension of consciousness. This inner infinite energy is not just in you. It's in all things and all people who are alive now and who have ever lived. You know, you begin to know this intimately. Now that, to me, that's the way to live.
That's very Christian, by the way. That is very Christian.
Absolutely. It goes
because
along with anything. It's Christian.
Jesus,
it's Buddhist.
You're an
eternal
being. This is not your home. Yeah. You are here to serve. You are here to serve each other. You are to serve your Creator. And you know what? This is, the Bible speaks of the spirit all the time. And, you know, our bodies change, but our spirit is tapped in and plugged into our Creator. Yeah, no, that's very cool. But now, what about people that are aware of all these things and practice a lot of these statesmen and spiritual things and still have not yet to manifest their destiny?
Because it's a journey. It's not an end. It's not an end destination.
Okay, that's sweet. That's good. Oh, great answer.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
So when people say that if they say, well, I've been doing this for 20 years and practicing, and I still I'm not where I want to get to. It's like, well, yeah, because if you're still focused on the where you want to get to, then it's just your perspective is off. You're right where you need to be for right now, period, and enjoy the journey.
Wow, and I think that's really a huge concept. We have 4 minutes and 30 seconds for this show. So what kind of homework assignments? Now, here's what I'm looking at the book, and it says here, how to know your highest self without any doubt. Here is a great definition of enlightenment. To be immersed in and surrounded by peace. Here is a great definition of enlightenment to be immersed in and surrounded by peace. Here it is. Your highest self only wants you to be at peace. Ha, ha, ha. No drama. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
It does not judge, compare, or demand that you defeat anyone or be better than anyone. It only wants you to be at peace. Whenever you are about to act, ask yourself this question. Is what I am about to say or going to do bring me peace? If the answer is yes, then go with it, and you'll be allowing yourself the wisdom of your highest self. And if the answer is no, then remind yourself that it is your ego at work. The ego promotes turmoil. Well, the two-year-old, the ego promotes turmoil because it wants to substantiate your separateness from everyone, including God. It will push you in the direction of judgment and comparison and cause you to insist on being right and best, and you know your highest self by listening to the voice that only wants you to be at peace. And you know what? There are one, two, three, four, four more. And we only have 2 more minutes. So
yeah.
I think this week
that was
would
awesome.
I think it would be a great exercise this week. Before you do or say anything, go ahead and ask that question. Is what I'm about to do or say going to bring me peace? And I think we could take the next few weeks and actually focus on these, you know, going beyond restriction of physical plane, refuse to defend yourself, surrender and trust in God, the wisdom that created you. So I think this week would really be a good exercise to just do the peace question.
I like that.
I think it's empowering. But
yeah.
And the gratitude piece, just keep building on the gratitude piece.
Yeah.
Because like you said, being grateful also brings you joy, you know, and that brings you peace. Because if you're grateful, you're at peace with what you are, what you have, what you're doing, you know, who you're with. So,
well, that's the thing, is it makes your focus on what you have and what you accomplished and you know, what you're setting about doing for your day, as opposed to what you don't have or what you can't have right now or, you know, whatever.
Right.
It just gives you a good focus.
Okay, we've got 60 seconds. Entrepreneurial.
All right. No, I wanted to do something different because I just pulled this up and it's so awesome. It's an awesome way to end. It's from Carl Jung or Carl Jung or however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
Life really does begin at 40. Up until then, you are just doing research.
Say it one more time real quick.
Life really does begin at 40. Up until then, you are just doing research.
Interesting. Very good. Well, you know what? This is going to wrap up another great edition of Awaken to Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll catch you back here next week, PM Central Time. And feel free to be a caller at 646-787-1584 or listen to us online. You can go and visit us at Awaken and Empowerment. Thank you, Nancy. This was an awesome show. Can't wait to follow up with you on this. And until then, make it a great and empowered week. We'll catch you all back here next week, same time, same Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. And we're signing off. It's a wrap.
Okay.
Bye.